And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, Connie.
Oh, hi, Grady.
Is Mr. Whitaker here?
He'll be back after lunch.
I can wait.
You two have been talking a lot lately.
I have a lot of questions.
About God?
Pretty much.
That's good, Grady. I'm glad you're interested.
Oh, Connie, could I have a glass of water?
Sure. Is that it? Just water?
Yeah, I'm too nervous to have anything else. Well, except for maybe a large banana split with extra nuts and substitute licorice whips for the bananas, but that's it.
What are you so nervous about?
Oh, I just got a call from my father. We're meeting here.
Why are you nervous about that?
We haven't talked in 6 years.
Really? Why?
Well, because. Just because.
Wooten, you're wearing an extension cord around your waist.
Oh, yeah, I know. I couldn't find a belt in my nervous rush out the door. Plus, it'll help if I find myself too far away from a lamp.
You're a mess.
I know.
Here, just drink your water.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, Wooten.
Oh, hi, Dad. This is Connie and Grady. Guys, this is Winston Bassett.
Hello, Mr. Bassett.
I'm sure they're all wonderful people, but I don't have time for small talk. I need you to do something for me.
Okay, what is it?
There's a charity auction at the Connellsville Convention Center tomorrow night. I want you to come.
Okay, I've never been to an auction before.
I simply need another representative of the Bassett family there. It's for business purposes, and you're... brother is in Paris.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, believe you me, you were not my first choice.
Oh, so you're saying you want me to be a representative of the family?
That's what I said.
Well, thanks, Dad. Sure I will.
Good. It begins at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
I'll see you then.
Bye, Dad.
Boy, he was pretty insulting.
Yeah, I know. What was up with him?
Are you kidding? This is great. He asked me to be a representative of the family.
You're not his congressman, you're his son.
Oh, you don't understand, Connie. Dad never wants me to do anything like this. He's actually asking me to be a Bassett again!
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another adventure in Odyssey. How's that? Did I say it right?
Whoa, Mom, this place is huge.
And beautiful.
Don't touch anything. That vase is probably worth more than our car.
So how did you get to clean a cool house like this? I mean, the Jameson Mansion?
Can I play in the fountain?
No, Sam, you'll break something. And if you break something, my boss will find out that I brought you here, and then I'll get fired. And then I'll have to fire our hypochondriac sitter.
What are we gonna do for an hour?
Just go outside.
All right.
But don't touch anything out there either.
Yes, ma'am.
Should we just sit in the car?
Are you kidding, Sam? It'll be hot in there.
But I would like to sit in this car.
Why doesn't it have a roof?
It's called a convertible. I saw it in a magazine once. It costs like $1 million.
What are you doing? You heard what Mom said.
She said not to touch anything. I won't. I'll just sit in it. Oh, man. I bet this thing goes 200 miles an hour.
Brady, you better get out of there before Mom sees you.
This is so cool.
Brady. Uh-oh. The car's moving. Stop. It can't reach the brake. Brady.
Oh, man.
Scratch the side.
Oh, man. Come on, help me move this flower pot.
Why?
So we won't be able to tell where the scratch came from.
You don't think they'll notice the pot's broken?
Would you just help me?
The next item up for bid is a red clay sculpture in the shape of a soldier that was in Mr. Benson's foyer. It was sculpted by Jacques Gauthier in 1971.
That's in a soldier. To the it looks Vietnam like a bird war. That got caught in barbed wire. Who in their right mind would bid on something that ugly?
$200.
I've got $200. Do I hear $250?
Wooten, what are you doing? That thing is hideous.
Yeah, but I can hang my snowmobile seat on it.
Well, you can do that with a $10 coat rack,
do
too.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could.
Stop bidding on everything. You can't be spending your money on worthless little trinkets that you'll never use.
Yeah, but it's for charity, Connie. Plus, I love talking to that guy. He's from Australia.
There are other people here who can spend money, too. Now stop bidding.
So I can't have the soldier shaped like a bird?
No.
Oh, rats.
Sold to the lady in blue for $400.
You got lucky. Now stop bidding.
Oh, man.
Next item, a strange little piece. It's listed as a CD collection from a group called the Pool Boys.
The Pool Boys? They're drowning in talent.
Sir, please. I've never actually heard of them, but it's the complete collection.
Connie, I love the Pool Boys.
Who are they?
They sing songs underwater. The complete collection is really rare. They broke up last year when two of them decided to do commercials for competing bands of chlorine. That collection is probably worth thousands.
$10 They started the bidding at $10. Nobody wants it.
That's because nobody knows what they've got. $20! I'm sorry, Connie, I had to.
Fine, I'm sure you'll get it for $20.
Do I hear 30? 30 from the lady in the back.
What?
Uh-oh.
Do I hear 40?
40.
Wooten, what are you doing?
50.
50 from the lady in the back.
Well, she must be a pool boy fan. 70.
I have 70.
80.
Let her have it.
100.
150.
200.
250.
300. Wooten, are you crazy?
$1,000.
Wooten, think about this. They're singing underwater.
The bid is up to $1,000. Going once, twice.
My hand is going
up. Give me that hand.
Sold for $1,000. Congratulations to the lady in the back.
Well, I've got to meet this woman. Oh, that's her.
Well, let's go meet her. We'll probably never meet anyone else like her.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm Wooten. I'm the one who was bidding for the Pool Boys collection.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Victoria. Hi. Can you believe it went for only $1,000?
Oh, I know. I would have kept bidding, but my friend here covered my mouth and held down my hand.
Oh, some friend, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey!
So you're a big fan?
Oh, no. I'm the biggest. Resuscitation remembrances made me want to be a lifeguard.
Yeah, made me want to be a near-drowning victim.
And the talent?
Oh, I know. It still amazes me how Robbie held that note for so long in Saltwater Blues without drowning.
I can't believe you didn't get a Grammy just for that note.
Yeah.
Where do they have their concerts? SeaWorld?
Oh, this is my unenlightened friend, Connie.
Oh, hello. Nice to meet you.
So, Victoria, can I get you some punch?
Oh, I'd love some.
Oh, and then maybe we could talk about the controversial pink floaty video of 1992?
Okay, wait. Are you in the camp that thinks the pink floaty was symbolic of communism?
Yeah, either communism or undercooked meat.
Have you always been this charming, Wooten?
Oh, no, I just figured out how to do it a couple weeks ago. I'll go get your punch.
Okay, hurry back.
I think I'll go with him. What was that all about, Wooten?
Oh, I don't know, but I think I'm in like...
So, anyway, this friend, Joe, did something wrong.
How wrong?
He was pretty bad.
Go ahead.
And he got away with it, but Joe feels kind of guilty.
Well, he should confess.
But if he confesses, then someone else will get hurt.
And this someone else, they didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
Then Joe has to apologize to two people.
Oh, man.
Even if someone gets hurt, Grady, you have to do what's right. I mean, Joe does.
Right. Joe.
Oh, and don't even get me started on Mussolini.
I know. The whole political upheaval could have been avoided.
Yeah, yeah, his decisions would have been completely different, right?
Exactly.
Wow. Sounds like you guys are into some deep subjects.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, how events in world history would have been totally different if pulsating showerheads had been invented 200 years earlier.
What? Because most of these genocidal dictators, what they really needed was a good relaxing shower every now and then.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. You two are getting along well.
Oh, yeah, Connie. We met for breakfast this morning, and we've just been talking ever since.
How fun. Well, you want something to eat?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, but it doesn't look like it's on your menu.
Don't worry, I can improvise.
Okay, great. I'll have a banana split, except I would like to substitute licorice whips for the bananas.
Huh? Yeah!
All right, Wooten? Wooten?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't... I'll have the same.
Oh, you're kidding. You like licorice?
Oh, yeah. I'm bananas about licorice.
This is a nice place.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite restaurants.
Happy customer number 92. Come and get your bonzo meal.
Well, nice restaurants.
I like the Playland.
Yeah, it used to be even better. They had a great slide, but they had to take it out.
Oh, why?
Oh, because some guy got stuck in it.
Oh, it's always one person that ruins it for the rest of us.
Yeah, it is.
This has been one of the best days I've had in years.
Oh, me too.
I feel so comfortable with you. Do you feel the same about me?
Yeah. Victoria... Before we go any further, I really need to ask you something.
Okay, anything.
Well, you see, I have this policy.
I know, you told me. No Latin at the breakfast table.
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's another one. Victoria, are you a Christian?
Why do you ask?
Well, because I am. And it's real important to me if we're going to start spending a lot of time together. So are you?
Well, I went to church a little when I was young, but I would have to say no. I'm not. Does that make a difference?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm sorry, Wooten.
Yeah, me too. My dream of meeting a Christian who's also a big fan of lumber sports, and once again, I go 1 for 2.
Big deal. So she's not a Christian. I thought you liked her.
Well, I really do, but...
You can't date a non-Christian, Grady.
Wooten?
Oh, Dad, hi, how have you been?
What happened with Victoria?
Victoria?
Call her back. You need to marry her.
Marry her?
Wooten, I invited you to that auction for a reason.
Huh?
I wanted you to meet Victoria. I knew the two of you would find some common ground since... Apparently, you were made from similar DNA.
Thanks, but why did you want me to meet her?
She's the daughter of Edward Jameson, the founder of the Good Eaten Cereal Company.
Oh, wow, I've got 560 box tops in my cupboard. I'm saving up for a yacht.
Yes, well, my company has been trying to merge with Jameson's for years. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of other companies with the same aspiration. If you and Victoria were to get married, Jameson would look on our company very favorably.
I see. I can't marry her, Dad.
What are you talking about? You're perfect for each other.
Well, yeah, in some ways, but... You wouldn't understand. She doesn't believe the same way I do.
Oh, it's about religion again, is it?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. Jameson's company owns a charity organization. Mm-hmm. If you make this work, I can get them to put you in charge of it. You can help raise money for millions of hungry children overseas. Wouldn't you like that?
Well, yeah, sure I would.
Oh, you know you would. Come on, this isn't that with the kind of thing your religion says is important, feeding the poor people?
Well, yeah, it is, Dad, and I'd love to be a part of that, but I still can't marry Victoria to do it.
I'm amazed that you continue to find new ways to disappoint me. Goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wooten.
I don't get it. Why don't you just marry her? You like her and everything.
He can't, Grady.
She could become a Christian after the wedding.
Yeah, but you can't count on that.
Well, if it doesn't work out, then you just break up. Everyone does it.
But that's not the way God intended marriage to work. It's a lifelong commitment.
Whatever. You know, I think you guys are making this too complicated. This deal sounds great to me. You get your father back.
Well,
I Do you know what I'd give to get my father back?
It's not that simple, Grady.
Plus, you get to help all sorts of hungry kids. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, pal. That's really good, but it doesn't matter how good it is. I can't compromise my morals.
What does that mean?
Well, it means doing what's right, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, that.
Exactly. Like your friend Joe, huh?
Who?
Your friend? The one who did something bad, and now he has to make it right?
Oh, right, Joe. Yeah.
Listen, Grady, if you lose what you believe in, you don't have much of anything left.
Maybe that's something you can tell Joe, too.
I guess I should. Tell Joe, I mean. And I'll do it right now.
Joe is fortunate to have a friend like you, Grady.
Okay, we both know it's me. You can stop the wink-wink stuff now.
Okay.
That's a good one.
No, Carl, I'm in a parking lot. A place called Quit's End. Yes, I'm serious.
Wait, that's the convertible.
I was on my way to Jameson's and I just noticed the scratch. Could have happened any time, really. But I don't know how it got there. But you're an insurance man, not a detective, Carl. Quit asking so many questions.
Mr. Bassett, you own this car?
Hold on a second, Carl. There's a short person bothering me. What do you want? I'm on the phone.
This is your car?
Yes. Why? Did you see who scratched it?
Sort of.
Carl, I'll call you right back. Well, tell me, child, I'm a busy man. Time is money.
I did it.
You little miscreant.
My mom took me and my sister to this big mansion because she was cleaning it and she couldn't get anyone to watch us.
Big mansion? The Jameson house? You mean this happened 3 days ago?
Yeah, see, I could have gotten away with it, but I've decided to do what's right.
If I had a sucker, I'd give it to you. What's the name of your mother's cleaning service?
Quick Clean.
Quaint. Then I'll take it up with them.
You're gonna call my mom to work?
Yes.
No, don't! My mom wasn't supposed to have us there. She'll get fired!
Well, you should have figured that out before you decided to have a conscience.
Do you really think he's gonna call my mom's work?
Yeah, he probably will. That's my dad.
But I said I was sorry.
I know, he's just not a real big fan of mercy.
Boy, how did you guys get to be so different?
He's just not a Christian, Grady. Wooten and his dad don't see things the same way.
Oh, so is that why you guys don't talk?
Yeah, it is. I became a Christian when I was 10, and my dad's never really looked at me the same way since.
That stinks.
Like my recipe for corned beef pickles.
Ew.
I got your message. I came as soon as I could. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I just need to talk to you, Victoria. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
I ordered your favorite, a cheeseburger with extra mustard. At least that's my favorite, and I assume.
Well, thank you. What's this about?
Okay, did you know that my dad's company is trying to merge with your dad's?
I've heard a few things about it, yes.
Well, I might have a way to work everything out.
Really? Okay.
You see, I have some connections with the creators of Power Boy.
Power Boy?
Yeah, it's a comic book, and I could make it so Power Boy is pictured on your cereal boxes. He could be like the face of eating good cereal.
Why would we want this?
Well, just talk about it with your dad, okay? Kids really like Power Boy, and it'd probably help you sell a lot of cereal.
All right. I'll tell him. So, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Oh, why do you seem disappointed?
I was kind of hoping this meeting would be about something else. That you'd want to give it a try. We'd make a great couple, you and me.
Yeah, Maybe, but having a wife who's a Christian would be really important to me.
You're a man of conviction. I respect that. I don't know many people like you.
Yeah, nobody knows many people like me.
Here, I want you to have this.
Wow, the pool boys live from Lake Michigan. But this makes your collection an incomplete set.
Well, I want you to have it. It was very nice meeting you.
Wow, this is great.
Thanks for the cheeseburger. Well, I'll be in touch, Wooten.
Okay. Bye, Victoria.
Bye.
I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Crusoe. This is very, very generous. Yes, I'll see you on Monday. Thanks again. Bye.
You're not getting fired?
No, Mr. Crusoe wasn't happy, and the damage is coming out of my pay, but he said he understood. In fact, he felt sorry for me for not being able to find a reliable sitter for you guys. So, he told me about a sitter that he uses and gave me her number. She sounds really good, and it'll be less money than I'm paying now.
So everything worked out then?
Yes, but that doesn't mean you're off the hook.
I didn't mean to do it. I accidentally hit the gear shift.
But why didn't you come to me with this? I could have handled it.
I'm sorry, but the guys at Wits End were talking about doing what's right.
So you talked to the people at Wits End before you came to me?
Sort of.
You know, they're not your parents. They don't know everything, and they're not losing their jobs.
But they're really smart.
Church people don't have all the answers.
You don't like church people?
I didn't say that. I just don't believe everything they're teaching you. And I'm your mother. You understand?
Yes.
Good. Now you're grounded to this room until further notice.
All right.
Yeah?
It's Sam. Can I come in?
Sure. Did Mom get real mad?
Yep.
Sorry. What are you doing?
Trying to find the Bible Mr. Whitaker gave me.
Ah, here it is. Why did you throw it in the trash?
Because Wooten and his dad didn't talk for 6 years.
So?
So that's not happening with me and Mom.
It's too bad it didn't work out, Wooten.
Oh, that's okay, Connie. I'm sure I'll find a Christian who's just like her someday.
Yeah.
Wooten?
Oh, hey, Dad, how's it going?
I'm leaving town.
Will I see you again?
I'm sure there'll be an occasion. Perhaps I'll need a kidney or something.
Yeah.
Fortunately for you, you didn't completely destroy the family business.
Oh, I didn't?
It's the oddest thing I've ever heard. Some comic book company stepped in and said they'd allow their images on Good Eatin' products if they merged with us.
Oh, great!
No thanks to you.
Oh, great.
You couldn't do one simple thing for me, could you?
Well, it wasn't really that simple, Dad.
Oh, it could have been. You would have gotten yourself back in the will. Goodbye, Wooten.
Bye, Dad.
Your dad's not a very nice person, is he?
Well, he just needs a little work on his people skills, and he's not disowning his own son skills.
So what would make you feel better? A nice big licorice whip split?
No, could you just hand me a bowl with a little water, please?
Oh, sure. What's this for?
Well, sometimes I just need to croon a little tune from the boys.
The boys?
Yeah, the pool boys. This one's called I'm in the Deep End Over You.
You know, that's not that bad.
Deep end with you. Oh boy, how do these guys do it? Oh, I'm glad Wooten came out of the pool long enough to teach us an important lesson about sticking to your principles. You know, it's not easy to always do what's right, but God honors those who try. But what's going on with Grady. He had come so far and now I don't know what he's going to do. I guess we should all keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Wooing Wooten was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones. Our vocal talent included Jess Harnell, Melissa Disney, Jordan Orr, Mary Mauser, Julianne Busher, Fred Tatasciore, and Katie Lee as Connie. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.